considered Marco's alter ego, as I mentioned before, and he advised him in economic and political matters. And because of his unconditional loyalty, Manzi was publicly insulted by a lot of critics as tuta, which translates into dog. And but as I said in an interview, he mentioned that he, Manzi, was the first to propose martial law to Ferdinand Marcos. And you have to see this within his economic stand back then. He profited by martial law because at that time he had large plantations in the southern Philippines, and this area is still called Barangay Manzi today, just as the airfield next to it, which also still bears his name, Manzi Airfield, I think. And his plantations were located in the Mindanao region, where Muslim separatists had been seeking an autonomous territory since the 19th century. And with the settlement of Mindanao by Christian settlers in the 1920s, and also by through Manzi and his plantations, conflicts and resentments increasingly intensified there. And in order to proclaim independence of the Muslim part of the archipelago, the Muslim separatists repeatedly attacked plantations and their owners, which were mainly from abroad or from the Bisayas. And thanks to martial law, which was declared under Marcos, these plantations could be better protected. So this was, of course, an advantage to Manzi. Then also Hans Manzi bought the newspaper Manila Bulletin in 1957, and Manzi succeeded in influencing political public opinion because he propagated in his newspapers the ideas of the Kilusang Bagong Lipunan Party, the new society movement, which was founded by Ferdinand Marcos. And Manzi's Manila Bulletin was passed off his death to the Marcos family, and it was incorporated into the Marcos clan. I can just mention that the Manila Bulletin had a central role in Marcos' dictatorship, because it was only one of two newspapers which was allowed to continue publishing during martial law, and was known to be really close to the president.
All right, so what do you think are the errors which were never corrected or are repeated in our history, and why do you think these mistakes still persist?
How can I answer that? So I think, first of all, I think history overall can't repeat itself. But as I mentioned before, history in the Philippines is written by winners. And I think the main problem is that history or historiography was written by Spanish and US Americans or historians. And so most Pinoys find little in the past to identify with. And so there is a lack of pre-colonial icons which gives you identity. And I think that's something which has to be rewritten, so that Filipinos can identify themselves as Filipino, so that history doesn't repeat itself, so to say.
And how much of the colonial class system has persisted until today, or what has changed?
I think being white in the Philippines still is a social and economic advantage, but not insofar that you are you have more political strength. But it's more like a beauty standard, so to say. If you, for example, watch TV You usually see half Filipinos playing like in the series and movies, and I think that gives like a false conception of what a skin color in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So white skin color is seen as a beauty standard nowadays, whereas back then it was like really it had an hierarchical function.
Yeah. And I guess it's hard to find like a body lotion even that isn't whitening in the Philippines. I've had to look for a regular body lotion for a long time as well.
I've experienced that as well. Yes.
So as a second generation Pinay in Switzerland, what is or what are your advices to the Pinoy migrants in Switzerland with regards to understanding and discovering our Philippine history?
First of all, I think enjoy Philippine history. So for me, I started to study Philippine history because I always had the feeling that I missed, there was a part that was missing. And with like studying Philippine history, I really enjoyed it because there's like a really huge pre-colonial history on the Philippines. And there's so much more than, let's say, corruption or dictators, but also so much cultural heritage, which is really important and which you don't see in the museums here in Europe, for example, although they all have our objects and they're not in the Philippines anymore. But like, I hope that Filipinos are trying to reclaim their history. And what I also want that people should be more critical with social media and fake news, because that's not what happened, actually. Like,
yeah, the disinformation campaigns are very rampant on social media in the Philippines or here, mm-hmm. Or in the Filipino community, I guess you could say. And yeah, I agree. I think it's only now that we're beginning to appreciate Filipino culture and see it as something different from American, mm-hmm. or what we had during American colonization, because that's so, you know, it's everywhere, mm-hmm. the influence of American colonialism. And yeah, I think we're not as far, we're not like as advanced here maybe in Europe as we are in, say, the United States, mm-hmm. but I suppose we're getting there. Mm-hmm. Were you always interested in this, or was this something that you started to get interested in while you were studying history?
I think the first time I got interested was like when I was in high school, when I had history and we had like World War II, and I realized that, I mean, it's a world war, right? Mm-hmm. But then what I learned was World War in Europe.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, but like my grandfather was fighting in Second World War against Japanese invaders. Why don't I learn anything about that?
Yeah. So until now, it's still like that, right?
Exactly. So I was like, okay, that's weird. And then I started to getting interested in Philippine history. And then after college, I decided to study history at university. And there as well, I went to the courses, or I had to choose courses, but it was history about Europe, like what happened in the Second World War in Germany, in France. But there was never a question in what about Southeast Asia. So I tried to write all my papers, my essays on Philippine history, and somehow I just realized, I think that's a topic where I want to stay in.
That's cool. Is there anything else you would like to share to our listeners?
good question. Yeah, I actually want to share, actually it's more like a question to the public. So For my research, I only could use Swiss sources from the Federal Archives, and I haven't found a lot of Filipino sources on Hans Menzi. And I think that's like the missing part of my master's thesis, and I really would like to like broaden it with Filipino sources. And if you know anything about Hans Menzi, or if you have any newspaper articles whatsoever, I would be very glad if you contact me, since that's the missing part.
All right. So if anyone in the audience knows anything, send an email to Laura, or you can follow us on Instagram, radio.pawikan, and send us a message there and tell us where Stephanie can find more of these sources. Yes, thank you so much for giving us this interview.
Thank you too.
And thank you for the songs. All of the songs we're playing today were suggested by Stephanie. And also thank you to Studio Filipino for the event where we got to listen to Stephanie's input on her thesis. And our next song before we end today is Panalo by Easy Mill.
Mga kababayan, turn up! In your mouth when you're lying, and stay on my business or watch you dying. I'm taking my people to heights where you crying, but regular living, and that's what I'm trying to prove. Instead of just lying in booths, first true Filipino rapper on the news. Sit, enjoy it if you're cool. Haters can snooze while I put my city on the map. 22 double O, Longable City, no cap. Never forgetting the street where my cousin was sit when we always just listen to rap. Kendrick, Eminem, ASAP, with some metal and mammy, we turn up with that. Been mundane till the sun came, now we want fame like a kid in a trap. Hey, I've been in Spain, but the letter S is silent. I'm claiming my reign like a king, so I can water crops for surviving. Go away if you trippin'. Had a homie who was crippin'. Ain't gonna love for the people who talk over songs when they claiming they listen. These bars never done. Three stars in the sun. Hey, blue, red, draped down on a flag. No, we never fear none. Most of us didn't grow up with a trust fund. Know that I'm willing to kill for a loved one. I'm on a move from nothing to someone. Reminding my people to shout. Isang lingwahe lang kaya gamitin ni Easy Mill. Laka mapapala kung ganyan ka mag-isip. Kay batala ka sisingil utang na galing sa loob na lumutang. Hinain sa toron na may pusang. Sinain sa... Aray! Okay! Uray mo nga imbaga kinyayo. Di ukin na yung gituyak na ang nagururay mo. Sinuti ang tayo. Tatlo ang sangsang itam. Ang itiwagas mo nga payo nga tahil. Kaya itong nga patay ang gaganapig bayo. Si kayo nga ang amin. Lahat kayo. All of you. Ever since bata ako, I've been kinda discriminated in my own home country. Sure, some will be like, puti-puti mo, tisoy. I ain't tisoy, I'm Pinoy. And I swear that nobody will ever look at me the same way. Again, I'm making sense, talk while I'm showing their sins. And then I don't know, I'm laughing, I'm pinugutan sila po sa baktara. Lahat na nasaktan na nalaman nila, napigatay ang kanilang bayani. Sa kalagatan ng bansa na pag-aari ng Pilipino. Despite any turmoil, I'll be proud of my soil. Bakit? Kasi tayo'y Pilipino.
So before we end this episode, I'd like to read an article from artreview.com by Marv Recinto, a Filipino arts journalist based in London. It's titled, Imelda Marcos's Picasso is the least of our problems. This month's Philippine presidential election saw the offspring of autocrat Rodrigo Duterte, the outgoing president, and kleptocrat conjugal dictators Ferdinand and Imelda Marcos, who presided over a brutal regime from the 1960s to the 1980s, take the country's most powerful political seats. Shortly after the landslide victory in which Ferdinand Bongbong Marcos Jr. was elected president and Sara Duterte said to be vice president, international headlines of a lost Picasso painting spotted in Imelda Marcos's home as she congratulated her son eclipsed more serious commentary about the real-life consequences of the forthcoming era. The painting Nu assis appuyé sur tes coussins seated nude leaning on cushions from 20 to 21 December 1964, mistakenly identified in some reports as Femme Couchée of 1932, was thought to have been seized in 2014 by the Presidential Committee on Good Government, PCGG, a task force created following the Marcos's fall from power in 1986. However, former PCGG chair Andres Bautista recently told Rappler, I know that what we seized was a fake. As someone deeply familiar with the family's penchant for deception and thievery, I was never troubled by whether the painting was real or fake. Instead, let me pose this question. Who cares? The Picasso is a cipher for the Marcos era's crony capitalism, set against a ravaged economy still wallowing in the poverty caused by their tyranny. The surge of interest in the mysterious painting is reminiscent of similar reports from the 1980s of Imelda Marcos's collection of 3,000 shoes that so titillated readers from around the world following her family's exodus. Her shoes' fame eventually surpassed the details of the Marcos's abusive rule for those less familiar with Philippine politics, becoming the family's primary attribute within the popular imagination. Marcos Jr.'s win indicates the success of his family's revisionist campaign to transform the history of the martial law years into an era of prosperity. Apparently long forgotten are the thousands tortured, imprisoned, and murdered, and the billions of dollars embezzled by the family. So too are the many casualties of Rodrigo Duterte's own rule. Paintings and shoes threaten to shroud the wretched realities of the Marcos era. International fascination likely stems from Picasso as an easy signifier of luxury art, with several outlets proclaiming the painting to be likely worth $150 million. A similar work of the same title and year fetched $2.5 million at Christie's in 2019, indicating a more realistic value. Nu Assis is a relatively unimportant painting from a relatively unimportant era in Picasso's oeuvre, one of the circa 50,000 artworks he produced in total. Those working in the art market know, if you can afford it, buying any artist's best work is generally better than buying a blue-chip artist's mediocre efforts, and that's what many of the impressionist modern paintings of Imelda Marcos's collection of around 251 paintings were. Average examples from overexposed artists. I don't know enough about old masters to comment on that portion of her collection, but it did also include a fake Michelangelo. Indeed, in a detail from a 1986 New York Times report, an unnamed dealer once described selling to Imelda Marcos as a nice way to get rid of paintings you didn't want. Needless to say, uncovering images or information about Imelda Marcos's art collection has proven difficult. Ricardo Manapat's 2020 book, Some Are Smarter Than Others, quotes dealer Richard Pichler on the inventory of her missing artworks. Whoever prepared this list did not know what he was talking about or deliberately tried to mislead investigators. The way that this list is constructed makes it impossible to recover any of the artworks. Many of the paintings listed here form parts of a series, or there are several versions of the same portrait. Even the Picasso in question is misidentified, designated Reclining Woman 4 on the missingart.ph, the PCGG's official website tracking the artworks. This deliberate obfuscation of facts alarmingly extends to even the government's official discussions of the Marcos dictatorship. The official presidential website was temporarily unavailable immediately following the elections. Now back online, any discussion of the dictatorship has been wiped from the record. This is the terrifying promise of the next 6 years, a future of erasure and revision. Marcos Jr. has now designated Vice President-elect Sara Duterte as Education Secretary, effectively cementing the forthcoming erosion of fact within the textbooks of the Philippines' new corrupted history. The Rappler journalist Chay Hofilenia recently told The New Yorker, if in a Duterte presidency the main issue was human rights, in a Marcos presidency it would be truth. I don't know what's worse, someone who doesn't value life or someone who doesn't value truth. However, this Marcos Duterte alliance assures that the issue in this new era is both. And that's all. And we'll be listening to another song. Good evening, everyone, and see you next week.
From the tippy tippy top.
Yeah. I wanna write a song that can cause a revolution. I gotta write a song that can cause a revolution. I need to write a song that can cause a revolution. But they don't wanna stand, they just dancing through the movement. I wanna write a song that can cause a revolution. I gotta write a song that can cause a revolution. I need to write a song that can cause a revolution. But they don't wanna stand. They like flows, they're defeated, lactose. I scream the bars, plateau is never reaching past those. I'm scheming far like Plato. This is the cave or path, close to freedom fight. We ain't reaching for the light, my sister's dreaming to be right. We complex in the complexion, they be stressing on correction. And they skin this an extension of a colonized succession. Fuck the light and cream the high behind the screams of ideologies. Manifest destiny philosophies. But not every revolution can foster evolution. One truth and its fruition, I'm confusing the pollution. Important for a president, cause frankly it's the Benjamins. Systems of oppression, now we never change the sentiment. Like the social status, now we master all the apps. Not the schools, it's only social classes graduated at. Social network is your total net worth. You better photo that first before the super thought gets cold the next verse. The power, the money, the lies, the greed, the fight, the struggle, the cries, we bleed. Disguise, the light that shines in me, the cycle that just repeats. Cause it's the power, the money, the lies, the greed, the fight, the struggle, the cries, we bleed. Disguise, the light that shines in me, the cycle that just repeats.
See a lot of asses grooving to really bad music. Mass movement from back home where dad's shooting, just to draw cover further away from family so they can get away from military raids. Capturing teens, calling them terrorists. I don't get it. I understand why missionaries getting beheaded. Rolling me and my homies out in Hollywood, pulled over, sweated for being in the wrong neighborhood. Pigs rather treat a man like he a criminal and worry about the consequences later. Paper puppets protecting the banks is what they here for. I told Ruby watch them pigs in San Lorenzo. This is the dance between us all. The poor, the working class, the filthy rich, the bombs, the money, the military, the bullies who keep rich by robbing the country blind, no matter who it affects. So
the power, the money, the lies, the greed, the fight, the struggle, the cries, we bleed. Disguise, the light that shines in me, the cycle that just repeats. Cause it's the power, the money, the lies, the greed, the fight, the struggle, the cries, we bleed. Disguise, the light that shines in me, the cycle that just repeats. Age 3 in front of TVs, how it's mesmerized by Muppet babies. 20 and some change and nothing changed cause it's still puppets lately. But who's the puppet when we walk and talk and advertise? It's blinded by the giant corporations try to have spying. And what they say about your character, you swagger bruh. You can speak less than 140 characters. Peace to Martyrs and much peace to Oscar. Peace to all y'all who fathered your daughters. They yelling freeze.
days and the globe be getting warmer and my people getting framed, but they ain't hanging a diploma. So who do we pay and who do we praise? Pray on each other but never pray for the people we play. Cancer increased, also while releasing the cure for when chemo's more expensive and the people get poor. Sure, working with no benefits, the government don't tell us shit. They relish in the fact that they embellish it, the changes kind of fit.
Come and dance along, yeah, it's the same song. You could either sing a different tune or join along. Hands up, empty out your pockets and smile. Cause we gon' be here for a while, so come and dance along. Yeah, it's the same song. You can either sing a different tune or join along. Hands up, empty out your pockets and smile. Cause we gon' be here for a while, yeah.
Out about Filipino culture and everything in between and what that means. Thanks for tuning in to 97.5 MHz. This is Radio Laura. Stay tuned.
Schaffen wird der Arbeitsmann.
Also comrades, come rally, and the last fight let us face.
So come, brothers and sisters, for the struggle carries on.
Auf 97,5 MHz. Unsere Musik, unsere Revolution.